Thank you for joining us today. Our text today is taken from Matthew 24, verse 36. The Bible reads, "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only." Man over the years has predicted dates when the world will end. Those days have come and gone, and their predictions were proven wrong. Jesus is telling his disciples here about his second coming, that he, Jesus, didn't even know what day it will be, but only God the Father knows. Jesus goes on in verse 37 through 39 of Matthew 24 and says, "But as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man be. For as the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. We hurry about every day going to work, to school, shopping, and doing the things that we want to do. Do you stop and think about your spiritual life? What will happen if Christ would come today, or if you would lose your life? We should live our lives every day, that if the Lord comes, we will be prepared for that day, for no one knows when that day will come, but we all should be prepared. We make plans about where we will go tomorrow, next week, or make plans where we go on vacation or for retirement, but do we make plans where we will spend eternity? Jesus says in Matthew 4, verse 13 and 14, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit. Whereas, do you know not what will happen tomorrow? For what is your life? Is it even a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away?" We can look back at this year and wonder where the year has gone. As Jesus says, our life is a vapor. Life is short, and we need to be prepared. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10, "For we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad." There is a day coming when God will judge us on how we will live our lives on this earth. If we have done good and obeyed God, we will be rewarded. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, it is written, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the hearts of a man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." It is hard to imagine how beautiful heaven will be, the place that God has prepared for those who obey him. On the other hand, if we disobey God, he has prepared a place of punishment for those who have not obeyed him. In Matthew 13, verse 49 and 50, "So it will be at the end of age. The angels will come forth, separate the wicked from the just, and cast them into the furnace of fire, and there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth." As we go back in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35, Jesus says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words by no means will pass away." Things on this earth will be destroyed, our homes, our money and possessions. We will not take any of our earthly things when we would leave this earth. We need to hold on and to obey his word, which will not pass away when that day comes. So let us all prepared when Jesus returns.